Let's talk about the farm, the two-story, five-bedroom house called the farm.
Well, I was never there. So
never?
Never. I know about it now, but Charlene and I moved from Stillwater after having that studio. We were married. We moved away, and that thing started in Stillwater by Jimmy LaFave and Tom Skinner and Bob Childers. Then the Red Dirt Rangers were anointed as such. It was a real brotherhood, and that's where it kicked off. I've been out there later, take a group picture. Again, I go, aw shucks, at that stuff. But they keep pointing at me, and, you know, I think that's great. I love it. But I also don't want to take any credit. I downplay it a little bit. But they look back and point at me, but I didn't do the farm. The farm was probably not communal in form, but close to it, and just a lot of people that were broke and singing music and playing music and smoking and whatever, and I didn't do any of that. My daddy, that I've explained, was half farmer, half traveling salesman. It's still what I do. That's what I've always done. I'm consumed more than those people generally were about the business that we're in, and it's not so much fun to me as it's what I do.
But you were here not far from the farm.
Our farm is the farm. They call their place the farm, and it's in Stillwater. It's west of Stillwater, so it's
right.
20 minutes from here.
And you never went there?
When it was happening, I was already gone.
Already gone. All right.
Maybe that's why, well, I mean, I know that it is to some extent why I'm given credit, because I'm the older guy who moved away and had that record, and it's called Red Dirt Records. Had some success.
But it didn't seem like the kind of lifestyle you'd be interested in.
Well, it doesn't looking back, you know, but I wasn't there.
Probably the same for those who were there looking back,
too.
Yeah,
probably so. I've been playing the role of naive farm boy my whole life. I have close relationships with a lot of people who I don't criticize, who had a lifestyle that I didn't partake in. Well, I have my own problems, you know. I'm fat. I eat too much. I'm sorry. TV. No TV. We're on radio here. But there's no criticism of any of that. A lot of my very favorite songs by the Beatles or whoever and Bob were probably drug-inspired. I don't care. I don't care. Something illegal would be something I would not tend to do. That sounds like a preaching. I'm not. I don't have any problem with any of it.
That house on that farm burned down in 2003.
Serves them right. No, I don't know. I have been out there because it's such a legendary thing, the farm. And it really is where the community started. And the community exists. And what I say about Red Dirt Music is that there's a lot of would-be genres. To be a genre on your own, even a little one, like Red Dirt Music, there has to be a community of people. And they have that. You can call something this or call something that, but the Red Dirt people are a brotherhood, and they take care of each other, and they look out for each other. Sometimes it's like a bunch of happy boats on the ocean bumping into each other. There's not necessarily captains. I've been accused of that, being the captain.